diabetes cases are going up, especially type 2. This is because of our rural to urban migration and these takeaways and these new juices and all those sweet things that are on the market these days. And even when we were commemorating the day with the minister, we agreed that cases are going up. But unfortunately, we do not have statistics as to how many cases there are now. But basing on the 2005 statistics, we were saying almost 10% of the population had diabetes. But from IDF, Atlas and other places, diabetes is going up, and I'm sure the same thing is happening in Zimbabwe. So what we need to do is to sort of get the statistics urgently so that we can give government statistics, and then this will have the government move forward with planning for diabetes, and then we may know who to target when we are doing our awareness programs here.
Can you explain the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Type 1 diabetes is found in people aged below 30 years. And it's mainly because these people do not have a functioning pancreas. They need insulin for the rest of their life. Whereas type 2 is mainly people above 30 years of age. And these people have this disease because they have too much food in terms of starch and fat. And they are usually obese and they drink a lot of too much beer, some of these fizzy drinks, and the 100% juices, which are quite fashionable these days. And these are usually the working age group, and these are consist of almost 95% of cases of diabetes, whereas type 1 is just about 5%, yes.
When it comes to treatment, is the medication available for those that are actually suffering from diabetes, or what are some of the challenges that people are facing, and how can they be overcome?
Medications, we have the very few medications. We do not have enough for everyone. But what there is quite expensive and maybe unreachable for most patients. So what is required is that maybe there might be a legislation in which we are, as an association, we are trying to lobby for, that these diabetics have maybe free medications, just like other chronic diseases have. Because most of these medications are so expensive and people end up staying at home or not taking enough doses because the medications are not reachable. They are too expensive. We need to have a legislation to help the diabetics because the medication, even if it's very little, what there is too expensive.